What's the stuff on the back of the hogs that... Well, it's not, you know, when I was a little girl, I just thought it would be nice skin.
Oh, no, that's...
Okay, how about the place where you let the cows and mules and everything walk around outside the barn?
That's known to me as a lot.
Okay, and where? What about where the animals graze?
That's a pasture.
Did you ever raise cotton?
No, I've never raised cotton. I've never lived on a farm. I just visited Papa.
Oh, I see.
My granddad, on both sides, I always went to the country at least once a month. Mm-hmm. What's known to me as a country, I've lived right in this area all my life, and I go down to Harrelson at least once a month when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I'd stay with Grandpa for weeks at a time and watch his performance around the farm.
Yeah.
And I learned quite a bit from him.
Boy, did he ever raise cotton?
Oh, yes. He raised a lot of cotton. He always had a good cotton crop. And I can remember Grandpa Nixon quite often making the remarks about his politics. If the Republicans ever got in there, the cotton was going to hit the bottom. And if we could keep so-and-so in office, well, we'd get a good price for our cotton.
Oh, but what do you call it when you get the cotton, when you process the cotton?
Well, you take that, they call that ginning the cotton. They used to pick the cotton in the field, and then they'd put it in these big baskets, and then they'd haul it into the gin in the wagons by the wagon loads, and they'd run it through the gin. And what the gin would do would separate the cotton seed from the main part of the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd take the cotton and carry it on to the mill to make the cloth. And they'd use the cotton seed for feed.
I've heard.
Cotton seed, they used to feed the cows with cotton seed and cotton seed meal.
I never knew that either. How about the grass that grows up in a cotton field that you don't want there?
Well, they'd always, I've seen Granddad call it chopping the cotton. He'd go through with an old gooseneck hoe, and he'd chop these weeds out.
Uh-huh.
And just leave them lay on the ground and they'd
die.
What's
a gooseneck hoe?
A gooseneck hoe is nothing in the world but a long handle, and it's a piece of flat metal, say about, well, they're different sizes, 4 or 5 inches wide, and with a sharp edge on it. And that, the reason they call it a gooseneck, the top of it was round, the part that went into the handle.
Uh-huh.
And they called the round part the gooseneck.
Oh, because it curves like that.
Right.
Well, cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Okay, and tobacco is grown in a
field.
Alrighty. What kinds of fences do you remember around the yards and the gardens?
Oh, I remember the old type fence that they used to have around the lot there at Grandpa's house. Was nothing in the world but a board fence, I'd call it. It was 1x6 or 1x8 boards nailed up to the post, and then back in the field part, away from the house, a lot of times I've seen the old picket fence made out of nothing in the world but poles. In other words, it was poles stacked on top of each other for about 4 or 5 feet high, and make what they call an old rail fence. And then